Good morning. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. Thank you for tuning in and sharing time and rhythm with us. Welcome to this dance space. And as we open up the space, I invite you to come in. And while here, join us as we explore the pulse of the heart, self-expression, and human condition on today's episode. My guest today has been known to say that she sees the challenges of life as being a task. Coming up on the show, Hannah Keel, Artistic Director of Human Body Expression, will be here to open up with me about these explorations and the current run of Mum Body, which is on stage now at Black Dance Theater. So stay tuned and stay locked in right here to CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with Hannah Keel. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. DORA Award-winning choreographer Hannah Keel hails from Seoul, South Korea, and relocated to Vancouver in 1996. She then moved to Toronto in 2008. Hannah is the Artistic Director of Human Body Expression, a company which strives to break the mold of traditional dance aesthetics to create hybrid movement forms and cultivate artistic individuality. HBE seeks to tell stories and explore narratives that pulse from the very heart of human feeling, that are touching, arousing, disturbing, exciting, and everything in between. I am thrilled to welcome back to the show Hannah Keel. Hannah, welcome back to Turnout Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? It's so great to be with you. How are you doing?
Doing well. Busy.
I would imagine this has been a busy week for you. Explore that. Tell me what busy is like for Hannah at this time.
Well, you know, like I've done this before, like produced a show and then presented and then small theater, big theater. But this time was my very first experience of being doing this as a mom. So that makes it very busy.
yes, indeed. The busyness is referring to Mum Body, which opened this week at Fleck Dance Theater. And we're going to be speaking about Mum Body momentarily. But before we do, I wanted to take a step back and connect with you about a mention that I made at the top of the show, which states that you see the challenges of life as being a task. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about why that resonates with you.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're an artist, like there's always unexpected shift, and then you just accept that that's part of your journey. And I would see it as we all experiencing it through life, not just in art. So when people think that something like they get let down or disappointed or not a good surprise as a problem. And then I feel that actually it's a good thing because it will help you to actually see that what direction you really have to go. Because sometimes those challenges, so when people call the problem, can be really tell you some sort of message to turn the other way. So I see it as something that you really have to see what that is. And then you have to investigate and then figure it out what the other way is, which is task. Because when I work with dancers and I'm a task-based choreographer, which means I don't give dancers steps. I give them little tasks to work on it, and then they have to make their problem solving. And then they always make it work. And then they may think of one direction, but then after they did this exercise of task base, and then they will shift into something even more exciting. So I see life is the same thing, that challenge is not a challenge, it's actually the task.
Emotional impulse through movement is one of the things that drive your choreographic practice. So, can you talk about that impulse in relationship to what you shared about task-based?
I think, what makes us human is the emotion. Because what we separate from other animals. So humans are animal too, but what we separate us from the other animal, we definitely have full emotions. And sometimes in dance, it's kind of like it get erased on stage. So also like it get performed on stage. And then I'm more interested in how this could naturally come out from dancers' history, their own life journey, that they can actually use that, they can access that, their own experience to bring that emotion onto stage instead of like pretending to be something. So so that's something that I'm always interested in. And then that's why, like, it's having this real human emotion on stage is very feel close to me as an audience watching it. Dancer can do a lot of beautiful movement, but the move the authentic, their own personal emotion is mixed with the movement, and then when they able to express that and deliver that to audience, and I think that's how audience feel more connected with their own life and their life experience journey.
Why do you think it is that human emotion has the potential to be erased on stage?
When you think about dance, a lot of people expect to see something physical, beautiful, shape of movement more than what's really happening in the human's life. So if I refer to other way, we don't want to connect it to our own life watching dance. This is quite often happened. Maybe some choreographers not interested in that, or maybe some audience not interested in that. But me as an audience, I'm always interested in how do I relate it to the person on stage. I mean, this is quite easy way to think of is watching film, watching play. We're so connected to what we're watching as a human level, like it's like emotional level. Someone's scared and then we're scared with them. And then how do I do that with dance? Because like that would attract more audience, and then we can engage with more audience to connect it.
Through those considerations, what have you determined about the human condition?
I think we really have to be able to face our ugly side to begin with and accept that. And that's part of our movement also. So I am not interested in something really put together, something just beautiful and then pretty, but I'm more connected to when things are more nasty and dark and not pretty. I think those are the ones is we really see the true beauty from Ugly Cry, right? So yeah, because like when you watch someone doing Ugly Cry, like you really connect with them. So yeah, so it's like the real again authentic emotion from each body's carrying it, each of your memory, and then also the memory of your mind, memory of your body carrying it. So dancers are capable to do that. So it's like I'm really interested in connecting that with the dancer when I'm working with them.
I consider the fact that there is great opportunity and potential for us as humans to observe the truth, the truth of who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like we don't really think that we can do that with dance. It's just like, it's in a way, the storytelling, right? In a way, the storytelling of each person. And then I think also it's part of it because I started up as a writer, and then that really maybe has to do with that. Like I'm really interested in individual journey, personal journey, and then how their emotion really react to it. And then how that emotional journey also shaped them as a person, as an artist. So those are kind of thing that I'm always connected with, because I'm always about like, get to know people and then understand their character. And then I'm very curious about, oh, how did it become like that? You know, like if I see someone like a young person, very polite and then put together, then I'm like, oh, like how, like what was your environment was when you're growing up? So it's like, I ask those kind of questions a lot because I'm very curious about watching people change and also like see people, fascinated by people. Even something simple stuff like, you know, when, you know, like a young person surprised me, like they do follow up on email, you know what I mean? Like, it's like nobody teach you or someone teach you. Like, I don't know, like, I'm very curious to like, why would you make that kind of decision, you know? Yeah, so it's like, for me, it's like, it's all coming from curiosity of like their action, and they're brought up, and then everything has to do with the environment. So yeah, I think that's definitely has to do with like emotional intelligence, also how they connect with brain intelligence also. As this, I'm just kind of all over the place, but then, you know, it's like, those are the things that I'm always curious about, like what happened? Where's the disconnection there? You know, those kind of stuff.
You spoke about the journey and curiosities. As you reflect upon your journey from Seoul, Korea, and the many approaches to practice, can you talk about some of the aspects that have informed your choreographic practices?
Yeah, that's another thing that I also thought about a lot about why my work is like this. why am I interested in characters a lot? And then I think the way how I see dance is, a lot of people think that like it's very technical, and then it's they put me into more like a classical category, I guess. Like when someone talk about my work, it's like there's definitely like a traditional dance form there, because I really value that, because dancers work really hard to get there, so I make sure that I use that tool. But I never use a terms of technicality. Like I never say like any sort of like a plie or like a releve. Like I don't speak those language. I will speak more about like you're melting down, or your knees are getting really soft. You know, like I will speak more like, I guess like a, I wouldn't say like an emotional, but the imagery, use a lot of imagery, use a lot of maybe like story, like things like when you walk away, can we walk away like you just lost someone and you just heard that news, you know? It's like, you know, I give them all this like sort of like story or image that they can connect with, so they can carry their body. So I think the part of me working this way is because like I say, like I was a writer before choreographer, and then I started dance quite late. I started when I was 18, So I don't really think dance, I don't really see dance in a traditional way. And I see dance in a way that I'm using this physicality to express my story. And then part of me being a Korean also, there's the dynamic dance quality definitely is there as a Korean traditional dancer. It's like I trained in Korean traditional dance for a few years when I was in Korea. So that the quality is quite there. It's my physique because like the traditional dance actually developed through history and our pain in our history as a nation. And then it's not just the step, it's also the history and the cultures in that traditional dance. And then I definitely see that in my dance as well too. I think that's maybe I'm really resonant with the emotion too, because the Korean cultures are very emotional. And I always tell people, like some people say, oh, like I would think that I would see more traditional influence in your dance, and then I don't see it. And then, you know, like bring Korean culture into work doesn't mean always classical training, like classical traditional method. It could be cultural thing. It could be something that who I am and I'm wearing it everywhere. And I think the good example would be Squid Game. It's very Korean. It's the way how they run the show, and then you know it's like it's very intense, and it's very they go all the way. They shock people. That's very Korean culture, like through history. Like we've gone through so much, we are still going through a lot right now. So I think when I move dancer forward, when I push dancer to the physicality that I want to see, like that's where my Korean comes out. Like I just won't give up. I will just push them until, you know, they get there.
Dora Award-winning choreographer Hannah Keel hails from Seoul, South Korea, and relocated to Vancouver in 1996. Her early works were showcased at 12 Minutes Max, Plan B Singles and Solos Festival, Dancing on the Edge Festival, and Pulse at the Scotiabank Dance Center. In 2007, she collaborated with Yoko Ono as a dancer and choreographer at Center A. Since moving to Toronto in 2008, Hannah has choreographed for organizations such as Rosedale Heights School of the Arts, Contour Dance Academy, George Brown Dance, Ryerson Dances, School of Toronto Dance Theatre, Kenny Pearl's Emerging Artist Intensive, Ignite, Pro Arte Danza, Ballet Jorgen, Alias Dance Project, the National Ballet of Canada, Canadian Contemporary Dance Theatre, Toronto Dance Theatre, Dusk Dances, and Decidedly Jazz Dance Works in Calgary. Hannah's theater collaborations include Cockroach by Jeff Ho at Tarragon Theater and Working Phoenix by Silk Bath Collective at Theater Pass Marine. In 2012, she won Northwest Dance Project's International Choreographic Competition for Tea Creatives and served as an e-choreographer for Springboard Dance Montreal in 2015. Anna is currently a resident choreographer at Canada's Ballet Jorgen. More with Hannah Keel coming up. Thank you.
When I decided to have a company, you know, it's like first, like, what am I going to call this, right? And then I know that, like, I want company to have a name that really sort of like give people clear idea what I'm doing and my philosophy in dance. And then I always think that, like, dance is something that we're using human's body to express something, to express whatever we like to express to the audience. And then that's why, like, I call the company Human Body Expression, is because that's my philosophy in dance. And then it's always been somewhat, even though different subject matter, I'm always connected with the company name, since I'm working with human. So I want to make sure that my dancer look person, not sort of like a machine or people with no emotion. And then I want my dancer to be not perfect. So they have to be look human. And then I direct them to be more like human. And I encourage dancer to fall, not try to fall, you know? Again, like, it's the subject matter, I'm doing is very influenced by human history and human life, and then the people's character a lot. For example, like 2015, which I perform here in a Flag Dance Theater that called the piece called Armband. And then I was really interested in this one of the politician that started really good, but then once get really important titles, starting to change it. So it got me thinking that was that person was already that character then we didn't know, or like is that the position make that person change. So I had a piece about this very narrative storyline about this female character who's giving armband to lead the little town. And she started up really giving and then thoughtful leader. And her ego starting to slowly takes her over, and then she starting to turn. So it's like that kind of become an inspiration for me. And, you know, a lot of it's like Korean political history is more exciting, dramatic, entertaining than any film that you can watch. So just witnessing that. And then my last piece before COVID called Resonance. It was about this corrupted government in Korea that the president was impeached by people. So I was very fascinated by how every nation came together to do this. It doesn't matter the generations, political belief, religious belief, they all came together and then they made that work. So so I had a piece inspired by that, how people, what urgency make people to come together like that and how they work together. So that was a sort of like a theme of the piece. And then, yeah, it's like, you know, like with the talking about the piece that this week, Mom Body is all about what happened when people with so many different backgrounds. So you're different countries speaking different language. You have a different training as a dancer. Even you have the same training as a dancer, your brought up environment is quite different. How do they shape that? And your physicality is also different, how you take that technique. And then everybody has their own specialty. Like someone's really good at floor work, someone's really good at acting part. So I brought all these different type of dancer together to work together to see if we dig into individuality of what type of mover, what type of dancer you are, not also as a performer, also as a person. And then how can we find a harmony within this? And then how do we accept each person? How do we work together from this chaotic sort of process? So yeah, so that's something that I'm really interested in right now.
You're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. Hannah, Human Body Expression's latest creation entitled Mum Body opened this week at Fleck Dance Theater. And the work itself, as we began to discuss before the break, is an exploration of individual self-expression through physicality. What narratives does the work delve into?
Mm-hmm. This was quite different compositional challenge that I would say compared with other piece, because there's no storyline. We see it as a, you know, it's like, okay, just to explain how this project started. It was commissioned by Seoul International Dance Festival that they commissioned us to create a work that mixed cast with five Korean dancers and then five Canadian dancers. And then it has premiere in Korea last summer. And when I was offered this project, I thought it would be perfect project to really explore that, because I was very curious about like, oh, what would it be like to mix two nations dancers together and they can't even speak to each other with the same language. And so it was more about like how the journey of our process, that's how it became compositional storyline, that how we came together, then how we kind of worked together throughout a lot of misunderstanding, and then maybe even surprisingly like really work well together with certain people, and then surprisingly not work well together with certain people. It could be personality thing, it could be language thing, it could be the style of dance, but I wanted to see that like how these things come together as I vision it as a chaotic harmony. And it's the journey of the going there. And then once I see when the piece was all put together, I really see the community, I really see the world, I really see the whole globe here, because this is how we live. We move together, but along the way some people fall out of it, maybe a little behind. Some people are leading everybody, some people follower. So like it's all these characters just starting to come together, but they actually have the same goal to go there. So it was really beautiful to see that how that journey is starting to unfold when I'm putting this piece together.
Have there been any discoveries that are at the forefront of your mind for yourself or the artists that are involved in the work? Mm-hmm. Any discoveries that have come up for any of you as you've explored the humanness
yes.
of the work?
Yeah, you know, I've been in Canada more than how I live in Korea, like how long I lived in Korea. So, you know, like along the way, and also I'm practicing this contemporary dance, which is very westernized styles of dance. And since I was, you know, like the beginning of the time that I was here, more than half of time that while I was in Canada, that there were not many Asian contemporary dance artists. Now we have a lot, but then, so I forgot about my identity. Not that I forgot that I was Korean, but I forgot that how much Koreans in my work and then how important that was until I actually worked with five Korean dancers in this project. And I have this discovery that, oh, I'm very Korean. There's no doubt about it. And then, you know, like, even though I always knew about it, I never really thought about it. So it's really interesting for me to think about it as I work with this project. And then it kind of got me more curious. And then I was getting a little bit more thirsty to dig into more about my identity. I know that I'm Korean, but I have a lot of Western influence now. Like, what does that mean as a person? So I think this is gonna come out to my next project.
Human Body Expression has partnered with Turnout Radio to give away one pair of tickets to attend tonight's showing of Mum Body. Featuring a diverse cast of Canadian and Korean dancers, each bringing their unique backgrounds and personal stories, Mum Body celebrates authenticity in movement and artistic individuality. This compelling performance transcends conventional body language, highlighting the profound connection between our physicality and personal narratives, finding harmony within diversity. Mum Body runs from March 6th to today, March 8th, 2025, and is on stage at Fleck Dance Theatre, located at 207 Queens Quay West, third floor of the Queens Quay Terminal in Toronto, Ontario. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. EST tonight. Be the first to email Turnout Radio now at the following email address to win one pair of tickets. Our email address is turnoutradio@ciut.fm. That's turnoutradio@ciut.fm. And Hannah, with the closure of Fleck Dance Theater, what resonates with you now as your company and mom body take the stage?
This project is such a roller coaster journey. So, you know, it's like, can we do this? Can we not do this? Is it gonna work? So I was so focusing on making it work, even knowing that like our show's the last show at the flat didn't really hit me until last week. I got really sad, but then same time, you know, like I feel really honored. You know, 40 something years ago, this theater was born. I don't even think that like the last piece at Fleck Theater will be performed by the work by female Asian immigrant person. So that was really big sort of like hitting moment for me. And then I got very emotional about it. I perform in this theater like, you know, many times, not as a dancer, present work there with my company, also commission work with other companies. So, you know, like I feel like this is like my go-to theaters. It's always been like that. And I also feel that it's always going to be there. So it's almost like a losing parents. You think that they're always going to be there and then one day they're gone. So it's, I think that it's in a way that, you know, it's like a big present that always feel that we have this and then now it's going to be gone. So it's actually really sad. And then it's a huge loss for the community, huge loss for dance community especially. But as I see life, this is one of the largest tasks that we have to face. So for me, feeling mixed feeling of honored and mixed feeling of being sad, but at the same time, what do we have to do now to rebuild what we lost? So that's where I am.
Hannah, thank you for your meaningful shares on today's show. It's been such a pleasure to sit down in conversation with you. I'm sending love and light to you and all at Human Body Expression and look so forward to sitting down again with you very soon.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Today, you've been listening to the sounds of Cannonball Adderley with Autumn Leaves and John Coltrane with Blue Train. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. That was the wonderful Hannah Keel. Many thanks to Hannah for joining me for today's broadcast. Now, if you missed the top of the show, we invite you to visit turnoutradio.com, CIUT.FM, and some of your favorite podcast platforms where this episode will soon be streaming. Tonight, Human Body Expression is on stage at Fleck Dance Theater located at 207 Queens Quay West, third floor of the Queens Quay Terminal in Toronto. To learn more, visit harborfrontcenter.com. And to learn more about human body expression, visit hbedance.com. This brings us to a close of today's show. Thank you for tuning in, folks, and spending time with us this hour. We're closing out this episode with a special feature of music that was created for the production of Mom Body, composed by Adam Campbell. Until next time, join us again next week for more of Turnout Radio right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance. We'll be right back.